Hello and welcome to episode 204 of The Science of Social Media. My name is Phil Agnew and I'm a product marketer here at Buffer. This week, we are taking a sneak peek at the future of personal branding. Personal branding has become an increasingly important aspect of successful career growth. It is a big part of why we created Social Proof, our series where we interview amazing individuals with different goals who have grown their brands on social media to further their success with their career and with their business prospects. And thanks to social media, many of these individuals have more control than they ever had before on how they present themselves to the world. And as the landscape of social media continues to evolve, the future of personal branding will be shaped by these changes. So, we've quite a lot to cover today, so let's jump right in. Personal branding is defined by personalbrand.com as the conscious and intentional effort to create and influence public perception of an individual by positioning themselves as an authority in their industry, elevating their credibility, and differentiating themselves from the competition. This is to ultimately advance their career, increase their circle of influence, and have a larger impact. It sounds kind of familiar, right? Social media is the new vehicle for this sort of personal branding. Everyone drafting a LinkedIn post about a new promotion or creating a TikTok about what their trip to Bali was like is intentionally or unintentionally sharing their personal brand. They're letting everybody know, this is how I want you to see me. By sharing their knowledge, lifestyles, wins, losses, and everything in between, they are building their personal brand. And while personal branding has been around for quite a while now, it has never been more accessible than it is right now, and that is thanks to social media. The folks we've interviewed for our Social Proof series have mastered personal branding on social media. They all share varied expertise in different industries that have netted them audiences in the tens of thousands and even millions. And who is better to tell you about the future of personal branding than these experts themselves? So, we asked these personal branding experts, what do you think the future of personal branding is? Here's what they had to say. Well, right off the bat, the first prediction on our list leans towards the personal side of personal branding. Fadika Adebuyi, a content strategist and lead writer for Cybernaut, says that people increasingly need to lean into authenticity and build an identity outside of their employers. She adds a caveat, though, saying that it's also important to find the balance between authenticity and oversharing. So resist the temptation to give away every detail of what happens in your workplace and get up to speed on your HR's guidelines for what can and cannot be shared. In a recent edition of The Jungle Gym, Peter Yang, a product lead at Reddit and writer of the Creator Economy newsletter, echoes the idea of building an identity outside of your employers. He shares three questions that people might start to ask themselves as they figure out who they are outside of their jobs. He suggests asking yourself, what is your zone of genius? What is your long-term goal? And what is your plan to get there? As the economy and tech industry goes through quite a major shift, more people will look inwards and ask themselves who they are separate from their employer and how they can craft an identity that is wholly theirs. Now, our second prediction came from Jack Appleby, a social media strategist and creator of the Morning Brew's Future Social newsletter. His prediction? In-depth content will be more valuable than short social media posts. In-depth content more valuable than short social media posts. He told us that if you're building a personal brand based on professional or business expertise, then there is immense value in having content that is deeper than a single post. Creating an in-depth piece of content on a channel that you own is where you can go from someone who's just in the space to someone who's actually providing value. In tandem with this idea, turning large pieces of content into smaller chunks for repurposing on different platforms is where you can get a lot of value without making a heavy investment, and this becomes a key part of personal branding as you grow. Steph Smith, the podcast host for A16Z, makes a third prediction. She says that personal branding will become more permissionless. This means that as platforms for creation become more accessible, you'll be able to easily start growing your personal brand using any method you choose. Social media might be the primary way people grow a personal brand today, but we will start to see more people evolve how they communicate online. Steph told us that all forms of content, newsletters, podcasts, Twitch streaming, YouTube videos, plus new ones that haven't come up yet, are going to be part of people's personal brands. Now, people are not going to have personal brands across all of these platforms in many cases, but these platforms are going to be part of the future of personal branding. Now, you may become popular for sharing your expertise for free in a podcast that you publish through Anchor, for example, or writing Twitter threads, or starting a Substack newsletter. But regardless of your choice, the barrier to entry for creating content to support your personal brand will get lower than ever. With access to diverse means of creation, you'll be able to shift your focus to quality. Our fourth, but not final, prediction comes from Tori Dunlap, the CEO of Her First 100K and writer of The Financial Feminist, who says that personal branding will become like running a business. Tori thinks the future of personal branding will be much more like running a business, and this will change how consumers think about brands. She says that it will become widely known and accepted that the people you see online likely have a support team behind their creative efforts, no matter how relatable they are. In addition to adding legitimacy, developing a team and treating your personal brand like a business can help accelerate growth and mitigate creator burnout. And she shares a great example using Oprah. We all know and recognize Oprah for who she is, but her empire isn't solely run by her, of course. The same goes for many online creators. You might think that because these people are so relatable, they're doing much of their work on their own, but that's often not the case. Tori also adds that there's an opportunity for people to connect with a company and a mission to foster diversity of thoughts, general diversity, and connection with many people around a particular mission if a personal brand operates like a business. Now, Tammy, a content writer here at Buffer who conducted the interviews I'm sharing, says she gained some knowledge by osmosis and couldn't resist including her insights in this piece. So she shared three more predictions. First, that personal branding will be assisted by AI and content automation. We're already seeing examples of this as people get ideas from tools like ChatGPT or come up with social media captions in copy.ai, but it's only going to get more pervasive. Her second prediction was that video, which is already an important part of personal branding on social media, will become increasingly important for personal branding. And as technology improves, more people will have access to high-quality video production tools, and we can expect to see more engaging video content across social media. And finally, she predicts that personal branding will just grow, and people will do more and more of it online. People will integrate and communicate all their skills and interests as one giant career instead of separate parts. We will see more YouTubers with a day job as product designers or fashion house owners as newsletter creators. This is already showing up in the space, such as Polywork, aka LinkedIn's younger sister, as it grows in popularity. More platforms will rise, empathize, and show off every part of you as part of your personal brand. Now, this may be a lot to take in, but by staying attuned to these changes and adapting to them, individuals can ensure that their personal brand remains relevant and effective in the digital age. And as our experts and research have shown, personal branding is an exciting and dynamic space full of possibilities for those who are willing to embrace it. All right, everyone, that is all from us today. I hope you found this episode of Science of Social Media useful. And if you enjoyed today's show, please do leave us a review wherever you listened. This will be the last show before the holidays. We'll take a little break and be back with more in the new year. As we've said, we're restarting the show and we really want your feedback on what you want to hear and how you want the show to evolve. So please do get in touch with us. If you have feedback, you can reach out to us on social. We're on all of the channels you use. Just search for Buffer and hit us a message and we'll be sure to reply. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Science of Social Media, brought to you by Buffer.